and somebody bought them all again.
Welcome to Brown's Hardware in Falls Church, Virginia, where you can find a wide variety of hardware and other items. Brown's brings back memories for customer Dennis Kraft.
The thing that reminds me the most of the stores that I was in as a kid is that the shelves are just stacked to the ceiling.
Hugh Brown has owned the store for more than 50 years.
Hey, Mr. Brown, how are you?
Everyone calls him Mr. Brown, even John Taylor, the store manager for 15 years.
He's a great guy to work for. He's almost like working with your dad.
At 83, Mr. Brown is the third generation to run this family business. It was founded by his grandfather in the late 1800s, then handed down to Mr. Brown's father. The current store, built in the 1950s, has kept these old gumball machines, and Mr. Brown still uses his grandfather's safe. He thinks the store has been successful because the customers come first.
We try to, take care of them when they come in, try to have the merchandise, that they want.
Bobby Beck has been coming in for 30 years to buy items for her jewelry business called Hardware.
The people that work here, we're like family to me.
Taylor says customers keep coming back because they trust Brown's.
They know we're not going to sell them something that they don't need.
Some people will come in and they'll talk to us for 20 to 30 minutes after a sale. If it's not busy, we have a good time.
Despite its success, the neighborhood landmark could disappear. Competition from large national home improvement warehouses, known as big box stores, is driving many small hardware stores out of business. Brown's customers say they don't want that to happen here.
You can find things that you can't find in a gigantic store that's 10 times as big.
You can always find somebody to help you here and someone who knows what you need. It's a very personal touch, and you cannot find that at a big box store.
Many big box stores also don't provide services like fixing screens. And instead of having to buy a box of nails at the big box stores, Mr. Brown sells individual nails that are weighed on a scale made in 1912.
They just want a few, and they love to come back here and just pick out what they want.
The store also carries soap that Mr. Brown remembers from his youth.
There's no perfume or anything, and it's just like a heavy laundry soap.
Taylor says some people come in just to look around and find unusual items like this owl that scares birds out of gardens.
When the wind blows, it moves the head around.
And this fly zapper. With no family of his own, Mr. Brown plans to pass the store on to Taylor. When that happens, a new family tradition may begin.
My son works here. He's been working here since he was in high school.
This wear and tear shows just how many customers have passed through Brown's doors over the past half century. John Taylor hopes, despite the new competition, they will continue to come. Deborah Block, VOA News, Falls Church, Virginia.